You are listening to Real Talk, the weekly podcast that offers you success advice and practical pointers that enable you to unlock your phenomenal power and confidently step into your full potential. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, Confidence Coach, here to inspire you to have the confidence to live the life you deserve. Hey everybody, thank you so much for joining me on this week's edition of Real Talk. Now let me get something off my chest right at the top of the top of the program. You don't need to be beautiful or you don't need beauty to be confident. Despite what the media tells us, despite what we see happening in newspapers, magazines, and despite what we've been told that we have to be a certain kind of beautiful to be confident. Some of the most confident women I know, confident people I know, are not what you'd call the most conventionally beautiful. And conversely, some of the most beautiful women I know are not what you'd call the most confident. So being beautiful doesn't automatically give you the right or say you are confident. Beauty itself is complicatedly entwined with self-confidence, and we all know that confidence itself, self-confidence, is a pretty complicated thing. They say it's self-confidence for a reason, and it's pretty tough to feel confident when media, people, society are reminding us that we are not good enough, pretty enough, rich enough, star enough, or whatever enough to be told we're confident or beautiful. We live in a society where this idea of beauty is prized, and as I said, it screams at us from every angle, for the media, products, lines, that kind of stuff. And we ourselves can envy people who embody what we believe to be beautiful. But conversely, on the other hand, we're told if we are looking to be beautiful all the time that we get too shallow. So it gets to be a bit of a double bind there. You know, where do we actually stand with it? But like it or not, I can't deny that beauty does matter. And, you know, we can't ignore it, because it's the feeling that feeling beautiful that can evoke. It's the emotion that it can evoke. So I'm thinking about when we wear dresses, when we wear shoes, when we get our hair done, and how we feel, how gorgeous we feel in our body. I suppose how confident we actually feel when we feel beautiful. We walk differently, we talk differently. We're far more connected with our bodies and ourselves. And we're not connected to others. We're not hiding. We feel great. So it doesn't just impact you visually when you feel that you're beautiful. It does actually impact you emotionally. So for me to sit here, get here all pious and say that we shouldn't be superficial when it comes to how we look, you know, it's just the wrong thing, because it's going to be a losing battle, because I know how good it feels, and I'll be denying myself the feelings that feeling beautiful can evoke. But if external interventions can make us feel this good, I'd like us to spare a thought and give some time to consider how powerful the impact would be when we feel that we are beautiful from the inside as well. And that's an even more incredible, powerful feeling than we actually realise. Now, I know beauty impacts us because it's the way we see ourselves and how it impacts our confidence levels. And our confidence levels in turn affects our ability to proactively go out there and create the lives that we want to see for ourselves. And I know when a woman feels gorgeous inside and out, she's confident, she makes miracles happen. And when you have strong self-confidence, when you feel really, really confident, you're more likely to be open, you enjoy life more, you're happy to connect with more people. But I think the challenge for me is that I don't want to have to always look for external activities such as beauticians or hairdressers every time I want to feel beautiful. I want to feel confident within myself, because that's when my authentic self really pays off. So I know as women we have many, many layers and many roles we play. But look at the way you're expressing yourself. Are you doing it the way you want to, or are you conforming to what society believes we should look? Are you holding yourself back? Are you dressing for your personal, many personal representatives we have each day and the roles we fill? So that career woman, the mother, the girlfriend, the wife, the good girl. Which part of you are you hiding? Now, the definition of beauty in itself is a tough thing. There are many, many definitions of beauty in society. There's the one that society tells us we should have, and the one that media has us believing, you know, or it could even be something else. Now, if we're honest, some of our mothers, we see our children as beautiful no matter what they look like in anybody else's eyes. And it may not be society's conventional beauty. And that's what I mean, is that beauty is literally in the eye of the beholder. So do you own your beauty, or do you wait for external factors to qualify and quantify your beauty, which in turn actually controls your confidence? Because again, when I said, when you fully express yourself, you're beautiful. When you feel beautiful, you radiate confidence. And when you radiate confidence, you can make anything happen. And it's a really, I suppose, tricky dichotomy we have when it comes to beauty, because as you can tell by my accent, I was born in the UK, I was raised in the UK. And it was in the UK, I was born when it was trying to find its multiracial identity. So I looked very different because we were the only black child, only black family on our street. I was the only black child in my grade at school. We were often seen as different because our hair was different, how we spoke sometimes was different, we looked different. And as I grew older, I developed the family trait, and that was the big backside, large backside. And it was a large backside. It was a bumper. It was a butt. It was huge. It was huge by anybody's, you know, by that normal, by beauty standards or the Caucasian standards that were eminent at that time. And it felt like the bane of my life because my skirts never fitted right. They hitched up several inches at the back. I couldn't find clothes properly, especially trousers, jeans off the peg. They just couldn't hold it. They just couldn't handle it. But I distinctly remember walking home from school one afternoon and someone shouted out of a car window, "Look at the arse on that." So I knew it was that unusual. It didn't fit the image that people perceived to be beautiful. But I was fortunate enough to have a mother that instilled into me that other person's perceptions of me really didn't matter. And that my backside wasn't the only thing that made me different, obviously, because I said I already stood out from being the black family at that particular time on our particular road. So, you know, I was, whatever made me different in society, I had to own it and be proud of who I was. But flash forward a few years later and the whole perception of beauty changes again, because we see women who are having silicone implants. They are doing the butt pads in their jeans. You know, women are changing the colour of the skin, be it whitening for bleaching for black women, be it tanning for white women. People are putting extensions in their hair. Both sides are putting extensions in their hair to give themselves longer hair or wigs or whatever. So basically we come full circle. So what wasn't beautiful a few years ago is now revered, and it's beautiful. So the point here is that beauty really is in the eye of the beholder. And whatever norm you're trying to conform to right now, the goalposts are going to continually change. They're always moving. Think about the times when, you know, all the times before we had skinny models at the supermodel side. Now we're told that's unhealthy and we've got plus size models. So beauty change, the concept of beauty changes all the time. So isn't it far easier to be confident within yourself? That way you're always going to be current. Really, that's the big thing about it, you know. So once you're a confident woman, you're not afraid to be yourself. You're highly aware, you know all aspects of you, and you're true to yourself. And this week, while I was researching this subject, it was such a deep subject, you know, this concept of beauty and confidence. I came across an old YouTube video I hadn't seen for a long time, and I'll leave it in the show notes. But it was about how we see ourselves, our own personal self-perception of how beautiful we think we are or not. More likely than not, we actually are really hard on ourselves when it comes to our own beauty. So there was an advert for it was for a beauty product. And they had a bunch of women come into a room, and they had police artists, and the women described themselves to this artist, and the artist drew this impression. And at the same time, they also had strangers meet the same women who had been drawn. and they asked the stranger to describe the woman they had just met. And as you can imagine, the two images resulting were very, very different. The women themselves who described themselves were incredibly critical of themselves, whilst the stranger identified the beauty that stood out to them. So our self-image is both a conscious and subconscious way of seeing ourselves. It's the emotional judgment we make on our own self-worth. And our self-image is formed through our interaction with others. So, and we take into account the interactions they have with us and the ways they categorize us. But we also have to remember that their responses are affected by their own worldwide distortions, their views, their distortions of the world they see. So we don't always get an accurate reflection of ourselves. We're comparing ourselves against the expectations of society, friends and family, which in turn contributes to how we see ourselves. And if our own perception is that we don't live up to these labels, and that itself impacts our own self-confidence. But let me get to the point here. It doesn't make sense to call ourselves ugly because we really don't see ourselves. We don't watch ourselves when we're comforting a sick child, a husband, sibling, somebody we love, and we're silently wishing them to get better with our eyes focused on them, willing them good things. We don't see ourselves when we're listening to some great music and we're lost in that moment and it makes us feel oh so good. We don't see ourselves when you're looking at someone you love and your heart is really bursting with joy, because there's no mirror, there's no self at that time when we're really our most beautiful selves. So if you took some time to look at that beautiful, you'd know how bright and beautiful you are if you saw yourself in the moments when you are truly being beautiful. So just to wrap it up, I mean, I just want us not to get stuck with this whole issue that, oh, I'm not beautiful because media says so, and therefore I don't have any confidence. Confidence comes from within. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what you dress like. As long as you feel confident with who you are, then you'll always be confident and you'll always be current. So that's it for this week. If you want some help with finding your confident self or finding your unique self, feel free to drop me a line and feel free to share this podcast. If you would subscribe, review, comment and share on the iTunes platform or whatever platform you use, I'd be very, very grateful. And I hope you have a great week, all you phenomenal women out there.